This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Today we move on to the next book in our project of reading through the Bible by the end of this year. I trust you benefited greatly from our study of Romans. Now let's read and study 1 Corinthians, one chapter per day. A pastor whose church numbered about 100 was once asked how many active members he had in his church. He replied, 100, 50 active for me and 50 active against me. Now, if that makes you knowingly chuckle, then you'd better read 1 Corinthians with care. Paul decried a condition where disunity and other sins are present in the church but not disciplined. Even a little leaven leavens the whole lump if not removed. Leaven often symbolically refers to evil working to make more evil. So the Christian must remove the leaven from his life if he is to succeed in living for God. Paul deals with other issues that face the church, ranging from lawsuits in civil courts, eating of meat that had been offered to false gods, responsibilities in marriage, communion, and spiritual gifts. The positive antidote in Paul's answer is found in chapter 13, where he exalts love. Study that chapter until it becomes a part of your way of life. He discusses the absolute importance of the resurrection of Jesus Christ in chapter 15, concluding with this strong affirmation, "Thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, stand firm, let nothing move you, always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain." And if you'd like to review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.